Checky check, microphone check. Checky check, microphone check. Checky check, microphone check. Good morning, children. Yeah, I know. You put a podcast all week. Just shush. All right, a little tired. It's not going to be an exciting podcast today. Just mostly letting everybody know I'm still alive. Man. Worked my ass off this week. Let me adjust the microphone here. There we go. It's better. The third theater job that I stupidly took really kicked into effect this week. We had to start doing set construction. I haven't done this much carpentry work in a long time. There's a lot of measuring and cutting and manly shit, hammering things. It doesn't quite fit. It'll fit here. Give me a hammer. Smash. All right, there we go. We got it. And this is a very complicated one. You're normal. You got your theater sets where it's, you know, some flats, and you tack them to the ground, and you tack them to each other, and you put in a door, and you paint it. Oh, no. This isn't one of those. This is a fucking monster. So, anyhow, that going on. That's 11 hours yesterday of carpentry work. And true to theater, we got it finished because, you know, you can't leave it half done on the stage because the actors have to rehearse on the stage. And so whatever you do when you leave, it has to be safe enough for the actors to use. Not that anyone gives a shit about the safety of the actors, because everybody wants to be an actor. Actors are easy to replace. Everybody wants to be a fucking star. It's like comedians. It's like in theater, everybody's trying to be a fucking comedian. I already bitched about that. Oh my God. Everybody wants to be an actor. So fuck them. I really don't care if they die or not. I went to a interview for a job one time in a theater as a technical director wearing a t-shirt that said, "The safety of the actors is my last concern." Shockingly enough, I did not get that job, but I wasn't really intending to get the job. I was interviewing it for, number one, for fun, but also because this was a high school technical director job. I was mostly interviewing because the director at the high school who was doing the interviews was this hot babe, and I wanted to bang her. Anyhow, I was going to go somewhere with that story, and then I was going to tell another story that I remembered about fucking theater people and why they annoy me. Anyhow, I now remember where I was going. Yeah, I haven't had a day off in a while, and I was just looking at my schedule. I'm going, okay, when can I podcast for next week? Because I got to get back in the groove. It's like, fuck, I'm working every fucking day. So we'll see how next week goes. If I don't get any fresh stuff, I'll at least have to put up some repeats. You gotta leave the set in a condition that the actors can walk around up there safely without getting killed. Because even if you don't care about the actors, I mean, if someone dies in the theater, you have to do a bunch of paperwork and all this other horse shit. And we finished. By we, I mean I, because everybody else petered out. So I had assistants. This is a employee/volunteer operation. So we have people who are actually paid money to be there. But then we also have volunteers. Problem with volunteers is that you can't yell at them because they're volunteers. And then the paid people aren't that fucking good. So anyhow, some of the volunteers showed up on time, but couldn't work the entire day. Other volunteers showed up late and left early. And then the other person who gets paid to be there, who is supposed to be there that day, showed up very late and spent about half of his time fucking around instead of working. So the great one who is not the master carpenter did most of the fucking masterminding, because nobody could read fucking blueprints or think or count. Which is terrifying, because these volunteers are actually more experienced carpenters than I am. And I'm like, great, so you guys have actually built shit, but you can't read a blueprint. Okay, this is fucking terrifying. So anyhow, by the time rehearsal was going to start at 8 o'clock, everybody was gone except for me. So I'm throwing around sheets of fucking plywood and all this other crap. I got everything ready, like, pretty much at, 8:02. I'm like, all right, stage is yours. See ya. And then, they were grateful. In so much as actors can be grateful. The stage manager and the director were grateful, because stage managers and directors, well, stage managers are usually people. Directors are sometimes people. And these two particular individuals are right. Plus, the lighting designer was around, so I was able to give him shit. That was good. And, yeah, so that was yesterday. Oh, it was long. It was long and hard. That's what she said. And I'm sitting here talking to you. I have a couple of hours this morning before I'm supposed to be over at Weyland-Yutani, and I thought about I could bang out a podcast, but then I realized, no, I'm going to go to the gym. Went to the gym on Tuesday. Today's Friday. So, yeah, I'm going to the gym. Sorry, guys. Yes, you are less important than going to the gym. Deal with it. Theater people. So, yeah, this chick who accepted a role in the play. And the play is a period piece. I don't know exactly, because I haven't read the script, because I don't need to read the script, because I don't give a shit. I want to say it takes place in something like the 1940s. And this chick has green hair. Because, feminism. It's not green, all of it. It's one of those things where the tips are green. And when she was told she'd have to cut her hair and get rid of the green stuff, she starts crying all over the place and starts bawling about how she's not going to cut her hair off because she paid $500 to have it dyed green. $500. Not even her entire head. To dye the tips of her hair green. Okay, so not only are you fat and ugly, but you're also stupid. Because I'm pretty sure you can buy green dye at Walmart and dye the tips of your hair at home in your sink. I say this not because I've done it, but I say this because Ellen came to work one day with the tips of her hair dyed pink. And I'm like, did you have pink hair yesterday? And she's like, no, I just did this last night because we were goofing around. So I'm pretty sure it doesn't cost $500 to dye the tips of your hair a neon color. But these are theater people. And then you accept a role in a play set in the 1940s or whatever, and you think you're going to be able to have green hair when you're playing a character in the year 1943, just to make up a year. God, you women are so fucking stupid. Not that men aren't stupid either, but God, you women are so dumb. You're so fucking dumb. What else? Yeah, there's all of that. There's the whole finding a place to live scenario. All right, so I might have a place. Looking at it, thinking hard about it. It's going to cost me more than I pay now, but I mean, we knew that was coming. And but it's not bad. It's got some good features. One of which is a functional fireplace. It'd be kind of cool to have a fireplace. I like fire. Fire. I mean, who doesn't like... Well, girls don't like fire. Girls don't like anything. So that might happen. I got to make a decision on that by Monday. Then that'll lead to another set of logistical problems. But these things will sort themselves out. Because they always do. And because I'm a man. Because we identify the problem and we find solutions. It's that simple. Because we can't sit around for people and wait for people to bail us out. We can't sit there and cry. Well, I'm not going to cut my green hair off. I paid $500. Yeah, you're so oppressed, but you have $500 to blow on dyeing your hair green. God, I'm so fucking sick of listening to women whine about how fucking oppressed they are. You know what? You women want to see oppressed? You wait till the great one gets elected president and you're no longer allowed to vote. And if you get pregnant and you're not married, you're forced to have an abortion. You're going to fucking see oppression when I become elected president of the United States and then subsequently kill everyone in Congress with a military coup and take dictatorial powers for myself. And unlike Donald Trump, I'm not just saying that to hear the sound of my own voice. Oh, build a wall. Oh, speaking of walls, we'll talk about this more in depth at some point. I got this on my list. I got so much stuff on my list. My God, guys, I have, just in addition to like podcast stuff, I got some fucking righteous material. I just need time. I just need time to fucking podcast. We are so swamped with work right now. I am so swamped with work. Between the three jobs, I am swamped with work. What was I about to fucking complain about? Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me. What was I about to talk about? I was whining about something. And I was whining. Walls. I was listening to TJ Martinell. I forget which episode. It's a fairly recent one. If you look in the show notes, it's the one where he says that he talks about why walls don't work. TJ did a great podcast explaining why the wall isn't going to work. And he was dead right. He was really good. That's one of these things. I'm going to play that segment in one of my podcasts and talk about it. Partially because he's right and it's very brilliant. And also because I, of course, do come on this podcast and whine about the fucking wall. And I'm like, where's my wall? Where's my wall? Because I voted for Trump for a wall, blah, blah, blah. And thus, you might be thinking, and you would be justified in thinking this, you might be thinking that the Great One wants a wall because he thinks the wall is actually going to do something, to accomplish something, to solve a problem. No. I completely understand the wall is not going to solve the problem for the reasons that TJ articulates and for other reasons too. I just want the wall on a matter of principle. I just want the wall because I want the wall. You know, it's like wanting a slice of chocolate cake. You know it's not going to solve any problems. And you know, in fact, that the slice of chocolate cake is actually going to be slightly detrimental to you. Bunch of empty calories. It's going to slow you down, give you a fucking sugar, what do you call that, Shane? The sugar rush, but then when it drops off. I mean, you know the chocolate cake, you know you'd really be better off without the chocolate cake. But every once in a while, you want some chocolate cake. I just want the wall. I want a fucking wall. Can we have a wall? It's not that complicated. I mean, the government can build roads, right? Roads are the most complex things known to humans. I mean, without the vast power and infrastructure of government, nobody could create a flat place on the ground. That and Hillary Clinton in jail. I just want Hillary Clinton. We can spend all this money putting people in prison for stupid shit. Why can we not afford to put Hillary Clinton? Oh, that's right. Because politicians are all the same. Because ultimately, it's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's politicians versus the tax cattle. All right, anyhow, do I have anything else important, useful, relevant, interesting to say? Got some feedback on the things I posted earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday, about the IQ. Oh, great, I'm yawning. Oh. Fuck. I didn't even really look to see where... Should I pull it up? Should I pull it up? Should I pull on it? Fuck it, let's do it. Hang on a second. Shit. Why not? Alright. Let me... Let me go over here and suffer through looking at my own website. Oh my god, 19 and a half years since I founded the Cynical Libertarian Society. God, I'm a genius. I mentioned I'm a genius. Here we go. So we got the comments here from Dave. Dave says, nice to know that my own white people, according to the chart, are apparently smarter than the special people, the Jews. Yet dumb enough to let them destroy my country and flood it with the third world. P.S. I get a virus warning when visiting that link you posted by Avast. Not surprised. I get virus warnings from Bitdefender on websites, which I don't think are virus. But anyway, who knows? So anyhow, and then someone else left a comment too. Where is it? Oh, God, I gotta respond to that, too. God damn it. I am just so slammed. Oh, I got people wanting photography lessons also because I have so much free time. That's great because I make good money teaching photography. So that will get prioritized. Edward had this to say. He says, wait a second, great one. Are you telling me that Israel is in the 44th place with an IQ of 92? Which, and see, here's the thing, when I looked at the chart, honest to God, I just looked at the lowest countries, and I looked to see where the United States is. We're at 97. Didn't even occur to me to look and see where the Jews are, because I figured the Jews would be at the top, right? Because we all know that the Jews are the smartest people on earth. Jordan Peterson loves sucking Jewish cock and talking about how Jews are overrepresented amongst the rich and the powerful in the United States because of their vastly superior IQs, right? So we know that if we look at the top of this, the Jews will be number one, except that Japan is number one at 107. All right, but then the Jews will probably be number two, right? So Taiwan is second. All right, but look, the Jews have really, really high IQs. Their IQs are huge. Right, it's huge. They have giant IQs. That's why they're overrepresented. So the Jews are obviously number three for IQ. Oh, wait, it's Singapore. Oh, wait, maybe the Jews are number four. I mean, they do have. They all have triple-digit IQs. They're fucking geniuses. So maybe the Hong Kong. All right. We need to stop. Look. This is very anti-Semitic. This isn't funny. Jews are very intelligent people, far smarter than the Goyim. Maybe the Jews are number five. Oh, wait, that would be China. Anyhow, let's keep reading Edward's comment because I could do this all day long. But I thought the Jews are these great titans of intellect. Even Cappy has been spewing some Jewish talking points lately about how they got where they are because of their superior IQ and work ethic. Yet their own ethnostate, it's behind most Eastern European countries in terms of intelligence. Oh, I know. Only American Jews are Übermensch. There's no other explanation, Goyim, so you'd better stop questioning their overrepresentation right now, or I'll scream Nazi at you until the nice men in blue uniforms put you in a cage. So yeah, Edward's got a point. So where do you say the Jewish ethnostate is? Wait, ethnostate? Isn't that racist? Well, you can't have an ethnostate. You need to import some mud people. They're 44th. Are they 44? Are they? No, sure enough, Israel is in 44th place with an IQ of 92. So who's beating Israel? Portugal, Cyprus, Bermuda, Spain, Italy, Latvia. I'm mispronouncing that. Latvia? Chechnya? Ireland. I'm reading from across the room. I'm sitting way back from the monitor. I'm stupid, but I'm not this stupid. It's because I can't fucking see. Croatia, Lithuania, Russia, Slovakia, Poland, France. Polish chicks are hot, man. France, Sweden, Norway, United States. We're at 27. Belgium, Denmark, Iceland. Wait, Austria, not Australia. Austria, New Zealand, Slovenia, United Kingdom, Switzerland, Australia. What? Australia is number 18, and you guys are doing all that stupid shit that I read about on Adam's blog? Really? Hungary, Canada. All right, now I question the methodology. Canada, average IQ of 100. Well, then again, There's a lot of mud people and inbreeding in the United States. I mean, just having Arkansas with all the hillbillies that have sex with their sisters, I mean, that kills our fucking average. Anyhow, because this is average IQ. All right. Cambodia, that's not Madagascar. What's that? M-A-C-A-U? I don't even know what that is. Never heard of that. Luxembourg. Estonia, Netherlands, Germany, Liechtenstein, Finland, Belarus, South Korea, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, and Japan. All the low IQ countries. Oh, I wonder what continent those are on. Oh, we can't talk about that. Sorry. Oh, let's you know what I love. All right, you know what I love about the right? The right wingers will sit here all day long talking about there's biological differences between men and women, right? Don't you understand? Your biology is different. Men and women are different. But as soon as you get to race, even, you know what, 97% of the right wingers, as soon as you start talking about differences between races, they immediately sound like left-wing statists. Well, there's no difference between the races. You can't say that certain races have lower and higher IQs. That's racist. These are the same people who spend their entire day talking about biological differences between men and women. But, oh my God, you bring up race. You bring up biological differences between the races. And these same people just cuck their pants. Just cuck all over themselves. Yes. All right. So I got that out of my system. Israel, 44. Average IQ of 92. I don't know. I'm being serious here. I don't know the methodology behind how this was arrived at. You know, I'm not saying it's completely invalid. I also don't. I mean, their averages, you're taking, you know, I I don't take this as gospel, but you know, in the sense that, okay, it says the average IQ in the United States is 97. Okay, the average IQ in the United States might actually be 98.1 or some horse shit like that, okay? I'm sure there's a little bit of error in this ranking and in this chart, but it's not that fucking off, right? When it says that the average average IQ in Israel is 92, you know, it's not so far off that the average IQ in Israel is actually 132, which is what Jordan Peterson would like us to believe. I think this is close enough to draw generalized conclusions from a great one. You can't generalize. Yeah, I can. I can generalize. I can. I will. Humans do it all the time. It fucking works. Okay? Hilarious. Saudi Arabia, average IQ 76. Kuwait, average IQ 79. Sure, I'm glad we went to war to save them from a bunch of other fucking camel humpers. Anyway, moving on. Do I got anything else important? What is this shit? Oh, I know what this shit is. Never mind. All right, I think I'm good. I'm going to go to the gym. Listen to the Dick Show. Pick up some heavy shit. I'm going to go to work. Slave for the man. Pay taxes. So that we can... blow. Oh, wait. Where's Afghanistan? Afghanistan, where are you? Afghanistan. Why do I not see Afghanistan on this chart? Am I stupid? It's a possibility. Or did it not get on here? Because this, I'm assuming, I don't think this is every country on the planet. This doesn't seem like enough countries. Well, no, 148? That seems close. But... all right, either Afghanistan is not on here, or it's under a different name. I don't know why it would be. Or I'm just stupid. I wanted to see what the IQ in Afghanistan was, because I was going to point out that as dumb or maybe as intelligent as the Afghanistan people might be, they've managed to repel two foreign invaders for how many years? The Soviet Union and the United States. Another quick theater story. Guy I'm working with at the theater, I don't even know how he got... oh, we're sitting there, we're talking, and he is complaining to me about how mistreated he is and how he should have the job that they offered to me. And I'm just, you know, again, because it's... I don't need drama in the workplace. I'm not going there for drama. So I didn't point out to him that he doesn't have my job because he's a whiny little bitch. But he's sitting here whining to me about how he should have my job. And this is the same guy who came in yesterday and fucked around instead of working. Which is another reason why he doesn't have my job. And he's going on about some other stuff. And then suddenly we're talking about Columbine. And he's like, yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of Columbine. And we really need to have a conversation about gun violence. I'm thinking, God, dude, what if you had less conversations about gun violence and spent more time doing your job? This is leftist, right? I'm a leftist. I'm at work. And this is, oh God, this is another thing I got from the Dick Show. Dick is so right about this. Okay, now we're on a fucking roll. You guys thought this podcast was over. So did I. Dick has pointed out that there is not a wage gap. There is an effort gap. And oh my God, is he right? Because the reason, we all know this, the reason women make less money is because they don't want to put in the fucking effort. And I jump to this because the guy I'm talking about, he's just like a fucking woman. He's at work. He's talking instead of working. He shows up late. He leaves early. He's generating drama. He has these fucking mood swings. I don't know if he, you know, he's bipolar or what the fuck ever. So he mood swings back and forth. You're not putting in the effort. You're just like a woman. It's like Yoga Pants Girl. Not to go too far down that because I'm saving it for the Yoga Pants Girl episode. But I don't call her Yoga Pants Girl to her face, but you know what I do call her to her face? I call her 95. Because she will go 95% of the way and stop. We'll be putting away road cases back in their homes. She'll get every road case put away except one. I'm like, hey, 95, you want to get that last road case? And she tries to shortcut everything. It's like, okay, we got to program the lights. We need to address the lights. Well, can we just use the addresses that are already in them instead of readdressing them and putting them in a sequential order? I'm just like, oh my God. It takes so long. And then she does it, and then it takes like an hour to figure out why shit doesn't work. And I'm like, yeah, so that was a whole lot faster, wasn't it? She just, everything, she's constantly looking for shortcuts. We'll take something apart to repair it, put it back together. She'll have two screws left over. Well, it doesn't really need them. Like, 95, can you put the fucking screws back into it? And she thinks she's an auto mechanic. I would never ride in an automobile that she's worked on. Because she's going to half-ass it. She's not going to put it back together all the way because it's just too much work. It's too much work to just fully do the job. She will get 95% of the way there and then stop. And there's your problem, girls. Dick is 100% correct. It is a fucking effort gap. It is an effort gap. It is not a wage gap. It is an effort gap. One of the other chicks at this theater, she's like, oh, I got to leave, you know, and I got to go get my kids. And then the guy I'm talking about, the drama guy who wants to have a conversation about gun violence, he's like, well, you know, she has another job and she has a family. She's really busy. I'm like, that's not my problem. Okay, you can't have two jobs. You women, you're so stupid. You can't have a job and a family. You know what else you can't have? You can't have two jobs and a family because there's only 24 hours in a day. And then you say, well, you make less money. Well, yeah, because you're putting in less effort because you have two jobs and a family. So you can't put in the amount of effort that I can. I was there for 11 hours yesterday. None of the rest of you were because you can't put in the effort because you're bipolar, drama-laden little fucking soy boys. Or else because you're fucking, you go girl fucking feminist. That's why you don't make as much money. That's why you don't have my job. Remember, I didn't even apply for this job. These people came to me. The great one, we want you to take this fucking job because nobody else here can handle it. And that's not an exaggeration. They got their applications for it. Everyone who applied, they looked at it and said, these people are all garbage. These people came to me, said, we would love it if you would take this job because we have no one who can do this. Yeah, and you know why you have no one who can do it? Because of the fucking effort gap. And I'm not saying only women are affected by the effort gap because there's not. It's not just women, but it is an effort gap. And it predominantly, if we can learn how to talk, it predominantly affects women. The effort gap predominantly affects women and soy boys. That's why you don't have my job. That's why you make less money. That's why the great one despises you. It's because of the effort gap. Put in the fucking effort, people. All right. Am I even still recording? I hope this is, it is working. Okay, good. This guy wouldn't want you people to lose that beautiful rant that I just had there. I had some other rants lined up too. All right, what time is it? It's 8:30. You got to get this uploaded. Go to the gym. 8 and 9. Go to the gym. Be done 10. Okay. Yep. This is it now. Now I'm really stopping because I got to go to the gym. Oh, if I fucking. Oh man. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. And I will. I don't know, man. Fuck. Next week may or may not be some new podcast. It just depends on what I do for. Oh, you hear the train? Do you hear the train in the background? If I take the new place, I don't think you'll hear the train anymore. But I will have a fireplace. So see, when he started off, T.J. Martinell was trying to be like me, right? Because he got the clock in the background, then he's got the train that goes by. He's imitating the great one. But TJ has a fireplace, which the great one doesn't have. Now I'm considering moving to a place that has a fireplace. See, so now I'm trying to imitate TJ. What goes around comes around. See, genius recognizes genius. That's what's going on here. All right. See ya. Oh. The new place that I'm looking at. You know, the other thing you want, because I just heard it. I don't know if you could hear it or not. I just heard the other place I'm looking at does not, there you went again, does not allow dogs. I will, if I move to that, I will never again have to listen to a dog going, because its owners left home. I will never again. And there's no, like, outside my window, there's like an open, my few, by potential window. There's just like a bunch of grass, and the road is a fairly good way away. And then over on the other side, there's a parking lot. There's no other house near enough that I should be able to hear dogs barking, even with the window open. To never again. Well, never night in my life, but near future, to be able to just open, have my windows open and be sitting there and not hear people's fucking retarded fur babies whining and barking. I mean, between that and the fireplace, that's worth some extra money. Okay, now, for what, the third time, I really am ending the podcast. Oh, shit, you know, I'm kidding. I'm really ending, bye.